Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Lyra Test Snippet. I think in this episode, going to be a little bit different. This is going to be more like a one-way conversation about something that's going on in my life. So no real interesting views on code or the industry or anything like that. Sorry, it's my podcast. I can do what I want. This is something I haven't talked about very much, but my wife is currently just about 8 months pregnant with our first little girl. And man, it's amazing how overwhelming it can be. It's funny, you know, like when you're a kid and your uncle or your teacher is pregnant or has a child, you don't really think much about it. You're like, oh, okay, cool. But when it's you, as I would imagine, especially the first time, but when it's you, suddenly every single thing rests upon your shoulders, or at least mine and my wife's. And man, it's scary as hell. I don't know if other people feel this way, but I certainly do. That need to like have every single thing in order and everything in place and ensure that if anything goes wrong, she's taken care of and she's provided for. It's a feeling and a stress I don't think I've ever really had before. And it's funny, there's just all these things that they never really tell you about. Like, for example, I never really knew that when I would feel the baby in my wife's belly, it kind of feels like an alien. I keep coming back to this concept of like an alien living inside my wife's belly because that's what it feels like, especially now that she's 8 months along. The baby is just moving all the time. And first, yeah, that's one thing. Nobody told me that you would actually see like the baby's arms almost like they're trying to break out of the belly. You know, when I was a kid, I always thought of it as, you know, like a little poke, like you might see a quick little indentation on the woman's belly. And that happens in the early days, but they don't tell you, or at least they didn't tell me, that once you get to 7 or 8 months, yeah, it's like alien. If I look at my wife's belly, you can see like fingers coming through, and it's amazing and a little creepy at the exact same time. And another kind of interesting thing is how my wife and I are kind of preparing in our own ways. Or really, I would imagine it's how it works with men and women. So women obviously have a much more on-demand role, especially in the first few months. So she's very interested in like nesting and making sure that she has everything in place. And she has her little nursing chair set up and everything is in place. For me, it's more like, do I have the security of the family in place? So it's like, I need to make sure I have life insurance now. I didn't before, but now that we're having a daughter, I want to make sure I have that kind of stuff in place. I want to make sure that in terms of finances and bills, everything is perfectly taken care of. So it's kind of like a different level of responsibility that I've been focusing on a lot lately. And that even extends to my job and Lyricast itself, where I worry, will I be able to stay on top of things? You know, it's not like I'm part of the Mad Men generation where the man just basically isn't involved at all until they come home and say goodnight to the kids and they have 20 minutes together total. You know, God, what a bad generation in terms of fathers. But anyways, yeah, our generation obviously is far more hands-on. So I want to participate as much as humanly possible. But then at the same time, I end up having to put sometimes 50, maybe more hours into building Lyricast and running a site. And then I worry, like, will I be able to do this? I hear all these horror stories about how exhausted you will be in the first 2 months. Yeah, it's interesting. It's so exciting and so stressful at the exact same time. And obviously, I would imagine this is far more extreme an emotion the first time around. I'm sure some of you have had many kids and you're kind of pros at this, but try to remember back to the first time. And I hope you felt the way I did. And if you don't have kids, like if you're still a teenager or you're in college, get ready, because when this does happen, you're going to learn a lot of new things. And you're going to learn about a lot of the process that, once again, you're not told about. Even my wife, she sometimes gets mad because she's like, why didn't anybody tell me that this and this and this are actually going to happen to the woman? And I won't say any specifics, but trust me, you'll learn about them. But luckily, you know, I don't want to be spoiled or anything, but I'm very thankful that my wife kind of has to go through that my wife has to go through some of this instead of me, because I would be very, very scared for what's in store. So Yeah, that's terrible, but it's the truth. I'm so glad I don't have to go through this next month. I will go through it with her, but she's going to feel the pain. Anyways, I have no clue what the point of this podcast was. It has nothing to do with code or Layercast. I guess it's just a exact reflection of what I'm feeling at this moment, and it might be good for coming back to in a few years. So anyways, Layercast snippet. Next week, we'll be back on task with something code-related. I'll see you then. Bye.